Welcome to PR Works and our podcast, which is Business Way Outside the Box. Today we have with us Christine McIntyre from Our Sales Coach. And I've been briefed and prodded to know that Christine has recently returned more or less to the workforce after 27 years of being out and doing all kinds of volunteer work, including you're still working with the Atlantic Symphony on their board. Mm-hmm. And in particular, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on today was to talk about sales training for women, which is a kind of a unique niche. And so tell me what brought you to, you know, sort of a full circle of events to this position?
Well, I when I got back into the workforce, I started working for Ken. And as I started doing sales for him and I was going to more events for women in sales, I noticed that a lot of the programs offered for women are, they're great. There's, you know, 2-hour workshops, some 1-day boot camps, things like that. But there wasn't really a comprehensive program for women in sales that taught the hard skills. And I noticed in our classes, about every third class, there might be 1 or 2 women. It's predominantly men who are investing in those hard skills. And I started thinking, you know, all these workshops that help you with some things like confidence and leadership, all very important, but if you had some of the hard skills to back that up, these other workshops would be a lot more beneficial. And then I started wondering why women weren't really doing that. And I started talking to women and kind of found out that if there was a program where it was just women in class together, where they could discuss some of the challenges that women face in the industry, which is largely male dominated, that they were really interested in something like that. So I went to Ken and I mentioned it to him, and he sort of talked to a few people and he agreed that it would be a great idea. So that's sort of how that happened.
Great. And let me just clarify that although you and I know Ken very well, he's famous throughout the greater Boston area. You work directly with Ken Chio, who is sort of a legend in sales training in the area. And some people even use his last name from time to time. So tell me, give me some scenarios of what makes selling different for women.
Well, what makes it different for women? In some industries, I know Ken works with a lot of financial advisors, financial planners, and that was sort of the thing that got the ball rolling. I was talking to a few women in that industry and they said it was really hard to break in because a lot of men handle the finances and they want to deal with other men, not a younger woman. It's hard for them to, so they were having trouble figuring out how to sort of break in and get people to trust them, how to gain some credibility. And that's one thing that makes it different because there are so many men in the industry and they've been in it for a long time. And then younger women come in and they have trouble sort of breaking through.
Okay. And so can you be sort of specific about maybe situations that are either uncomfortable for women or just novel to women in the sales process?
Well, what can be different is you can go into a luncheon or a networking event and it might be all men. And there might be a lot of talk about events that they all do together, maybe some kind of cigar networking group or, I don't know, things like that. And then the women are sitting there and it's not really something they can join in on the discussion. You know, it's not it's a little harder for them to be a part of that social discussion that's a part of networking. Okay. So there are, you know, some areas where they're left out. The other thing is women, I think, and it's not just women actually in this, it's everybody. It's just that, again, as I said before, women aren't investing in learning those hard skills. But the biggest thing about sales that I've learned in working with Ken, and I think it's challenging for women and men alike, is realizing that sales isn't really about you. If you're not doing a bad job because you can't talk somebody into buying your service or your product, the problem is we think we are, or we take it personally, or it feels bad to hear no. And what I've learned is you have to sort of take yourself out of the equation. It's not really about what you're doing. It's about the person you're speaking to and what it is they need. And the fact is, if they don't need your help or your service, it doesn't matter what you say. It isn't something they need. You sort of have to take yourself out of the equation and listen to the people you're talking to. And maybe you need to refer them to someone else because what they need isn't something that you do. So it's not really about you. So if they say no, it's because they don't need it, or they don't believe they need it, or they don't believe it'll help. It has nothing really to do with you. So it's about taking yourself out of the equation. And I think, you know, people take things personally. Again, that's not just women. I think that's everybody, but women aren't learning how to ask the right questions and develop some of those skills that, as I said, men are investing in.
Okay. And do you have any sense of what percentage of the sales force is women?
You know what? I just read something about this, and I think it's about 45%, if I remember correctly.
Okay. And maybe you give us an anecdote about sort of one of the sort of bumps in your career. What has helped you get to where you are today?
Well, what's helped me get to where I am today was just dumb luck. A friend introduced me to Ken Chio, who, as you mentioned, is our sales coach, and he needed an admin. And I had no idea what I was doing, but he hired me and taught me some really important skills. And then he did a DISC assessment on me, and he said, you should be doing sales for me. And it's taken a long time. I've worked for him for 4 years. So, you know, in dealing with some things in my personal life and other things and trying to get up to speed, I was just lucky that I had someone who was willing to invest the time and education for me. Okay. So, yeah, it was just luck.
Okay. And how about maybe you can give us a triumphant moment when things went really right for you?
When things went really right. I guess probably when things went really right was probably last summer, when I really started throwing myself into sales and doing more networking, and I was able to almost close 3 deals in a very short amount of time. It was very exciting. It was very motivating. One of them did not go through. I was pretty, you know, inexperienced at closing business then, but it felt really good, and it made me feel like I actually can do this.
Okay. And so if you were to give advice to women who are either sort of newbies in sales or considering a sales career, what would your advice be on how to be a better performer, or how to approach the position?
my advice would be, well, number one, it's a great career path for women, for anybody. We all like flexibility, and sales certainly affords you that. And just step outside of yourself, listen, and ask questions.
Okay.
And you'll figure it out. That's the most important piece. Listen and ask questions.
Yeah. And so it sounds like you sort of found somewhat of a calling, and you want to share that with others. Is there some suggestion you have to folks of how to reach you, best way to reach you, so they can pursue a conversation about training or even whether there's a good fit for them to be in the sales field?
Sure, sure. They can just email me at Christine@oursalescoach.com.
Okay. And can you give me that that address again, please?
It's Christine@oursalescoach.com.
Okay. Well, very good. So you've been more than authentic and forthright. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And
thank you, Steve.
Yeah, and that ends another exciting episode of Business Way Outside the Box, produced by PR Works. If you feel that your business has an unusual story to tell or does business in an unusual way, please contact me at prworkzone.com. Thank you for listening.